The Eastern region has inaugurated a 120 security task force to flush out Fulani herdsmen in the region. Speaking on Behind the News, the Eastern Regional Police Commander, DCOP Awubuntuge Awuni, said Operation Cow Leg has become necessary because the nomads have caused enough havoc to innocent farmers. They say they are not leaving any stone unturned as they whip the herdsmen in line, saying they cannot disregard the law. He spoke to George Asikwe.
For some time now, even before I came to Eastern, Cow Leg has been a headache for this country as far as herdsmen and indigenous of the country are concerned. Cows have been brought into the system. We have traditional herdsmen who one way or the other control their cattle. But we have those who have migrated into the country. And the free range, everybody's farm is their grazing ground. They go after the wives of the indigenous, rape them, kill people, pollute water. In fact, when I came here, I have been able to go to the Kwawu hinterland to see the harm myself. Farms burnt, cocoa farms burnt because they want the grass to sprout so that they can get fodder for the cattle. At one time, the water source had been polluted in one of the villages, and when the inhabitants wanted to talk, these people brought cans to come and fire all over the place. I had to lead a team of policemen from Ngoko to go there. And there is a whole lot of carnage up there, the remote areas, especially in Donkokrum, for example. And therefore, we thought that the uprising against them in Agogo has also pushed them here. And almost every hamlet in the mountains have been occupied by Fulani herdsmen.
So what are you doing with them now?
Currently, we have sent about 12 teams out to various areas to track the nomads, protect the citizens who have their farms around, and track the nomads and send get them out so that they don't destroy property.
Where are you expecting them to go to?
They are not from here. They should go to where they came from.
Have you collaborated with the Fulani herdsmen in this exercise?
Collaborating with herdsmen? That's not my business at all. My business is to protect life and property.
So what form are they going to? Like, are they going to first of all engage them so that if they don't move, then force will be applied? Or, I mean, exactly what instructions are we giving to the men?
We are not going to beg any Fulani man there. We are going out there to enforce law and order. The Fulani herdsmen should know that they are raising their cattle to feed their family, and the Ghanaians are farming to feed their family.